Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 31.
16 years and counting.
What are we counting?
We are counting years of marriage.
All 16 of them?
Yeah. Today.
That's crazy. Yeah. It is it's Friday the 18th of April. Good Friday as well. Yeah. I think it's a good Friday in more ways than one. But it's also a bad Friday because we've got no water.
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
Not ideal. But it is our anniversary, so.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So, how's your week been?
It's been fine. Yeah, it's gone fast, hasn't it? What did we do? I took the kids to the zoo Monday, and we all went to Westfield another day to the shopping centre.
That was nice.
Yeah, and then Alice isn't particularly well. She's got a nasty, chesty cough.
Yeah.
So we've just had a quiet couple of days, her and me. But you and Jake were out gallivanting.
Oh, man. Yeah. So on yesterday, Thursday evening, we went out with my sort of stepdad, and Jake was given £200 towards his laptop cost. So he owes me less money. He's very happy about this. And it's all because Jake put new RAM in his laptop for him, which is really cool. And he's very impressed, Moses is very impressed with Jake's skills. So I think he's going to get Jake to do all of his computer issues from now on, including copying drives and things like this. And then he treated us to not one, but two meals. The first place we went to was like a taco place, which was very nice. I don't think I've ever actually eaten tacos in London.
No, I haven't. Not like proper tacos.
No, and these were really good. Followed by a couple of hours later, and a long drive, a pub called the Prince of Wales, which does like Indian food. But it was a pub. It was interesting. Very odd juxtaposition or something. Where we had king prawns and then king prawns. It's the only way I can think to put it. Because the king prawns were big, but then...
I think they're langoustine.
Yeah, they probably
really
are.
The really massive one.
They're joyful.
Yeah.
And we also topped it off with chili naan and then we came home. It was a very nice day indeed.
Yeah.
Lots of driving. But Jake got to sit in the front, you see. I was like, well, you're tall enough. Just sit in the front. I'll sit in the back.
Yeah, so he's got really long legs, hasn't he?
Yeah, it worked out. He enjoyed it a lot. He likes the car.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And that was the day after Westfield. So basically, this week has just been a lot of really interesting eating. And on Sunday, of course, we go to...
My parents.
Exactly.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
For your favourite.
Lamb. Gonna be lamb.
Yeah.
So... looking forward to that, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
So before we continue with our, wedding stories, how about the quiz?
Yeah. So last time our question was, in second grade, which former USA president punched his music teacher in the face? I think everybody can guess who this would be.
I didn't.
You did?
Did I?
Yes. You said, well, it has to be.
Go on then.
Donald Trump.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah, I know. So for this week we have, what year was the first Barbie released?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that horrible song.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yes. And when I was going through one of the Now CDs that I have, I came across it. And then I skipped it summarily. Oh dear, what a time. So, weddings.
Wedding. You want to start? What do you remember about it?
What I remember about it? I remember that it was...
Why don't you start with the build-up?
Yeah.
Like the planning part. Do you remember much about that?
Well, I can pretend to. I remember that your dad got upset with me once because I wasn't really sure what drinks I wanted.
Did he?
I think.
I don't remember.
Or something. But it was said,
the only thing
my mum's doing
around
it.
The drinks that I remember is because my mum took like quite a lead in the planning because
it was at their house.
It was at their house. I was working, and quite soon into the planning, we found out that we were expecting Jake. So that kind of changed a lot of what we had planned.
Because you had a dress ready.
Well, yeah. But we were going to have a bit of a bigger wedding. But the only thing that I remember about the drinks part of it was my mum had spoken to your mum about what kind of drinks your side of the family and guests and everybody would like. And they were going to have like champagne. So my mum was saying, you know, we'll have like all these bottles of champagne. And your mum was like, no, none of them will drink champagne. They'll all drink, I can't remember what it was. It was, I don't think it was rum.
It was Caribbean rum.
It was something like that. I can't remember exactly. I'd have to check with my mum. Yeah. And when it actually came to the day, they drank all the champagne, like, and hardly any of the rum or whatever it was.
Wow.
It was really funny. That's all I remember about the drinks.
I did not know that part.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Lots of little things.
But yeah, your mum was like, no, they won't drink champagne. No one likes the champagne. All gone.
Apart from the fact that they do.
Yeah. When it's available, they definitely did. But no, we had planned a slightly bigger, like, we got married in the town hall.
Yeah.
In Belsize Park. I think it's Hampstead Town Hall, but it's in Belsize Park. And we were supposed to have like a sit down kind of, well, maybe more of a buffet type meal. I can't remember, but it was going to be all there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd already chosen a very beautiful but big, like, corseted dress and everything. And then obviously when we found out that I was going to be like 18 weeks pregnant with Jake by the time we got married, we had to sort of change things.
Yes.
And we scaled it right back. And we didn't want to move the date because we'd chosen April specifically because you're... Nan and Grandad were going to be, well, your Nan was going to be here.
Yes. And also Brandon and Patrick flying in from Canada and the US as well.
Mm.
And David and Pam, who also fly in from the US.
Yeah, I don't know if that had all been decided yet. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we just scaled it right back. So we had the ceremony there. And then we all went back to, my parents, because their house was like a 5-minute walk from there. So it was easy, wasn't it?
Yes. And we had a lovely car.
Yeah, do you remember what it was?
I cannot remember what it was. I think it was a Rolls or a Bentley. I do not remember. But
I
it was.
I want to say it was a Rolls Royce, but
it was beautiful.
I'm really rubbish with cars. It was lovely. Yeah. And they took us on a little drive. So we got in the car afterwards.
Yes.
Up Hampstead High Street, which is quite like a long road up. And then it went sort of round and down back to my parents.
Yeah.
So we got like a nice little drive.
We had a bit of champers in the back. Do you remember?
We did. I'd like to say I only had one or two sips because I was obviously pregnant. But yeah, that was nice.
It was super cool.
So Alice coming down the stairs. Yeah, it was a super nice car. And then he took us back to the house.
And there were everybody was already there. So basically, yeah, we walked into a great big party. It was really cool.
We did.
Ah, and my friend James Bowden came down from Worcester for the day as well.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came in from semi-far away in some cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. And we had music.
Live music.
Yeah.
My dad organized like a 3-piece, which under other circumstances I would have played in, but it was my own wedding, so I didn't.
Yeah.
And we've got some recordings of that too.
Yeah.
Really cool. It was in your back garden under a marquee, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Well, your parents' back
garden
anyway.
Being in April, you never know. April showers.
No, but I remember it was in a really sunny day.
It was really sunny. It was a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was anything terrible. It was sunny and, the rain held off and everything.
And your sister was so young then.
Yeah, she was. Well, we all were, to be fair.
Yeah.
Weren't we?
Seems like a life. I mean, it was a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
But what I remember about the day in particular is that when I got up, my brother Dwayne had stayed over the night because you were at your mum's.
Mm-hmm.
And, got me ready and looking all nice. And Philipson came over. Philipson was my mum's husband's son at the time. Unfortunately, he passed away some years ago in a hurricane in Dominica. So he came over to see us off. And I don't remember if Patrick and Brandon came with us. Possibly they did. But Mohammed, if you remember Mohammed, driver that we used to use pre-Uber days, picked us up from where we lived and took us to the what do you call it? Town hall.
Town yeah. hall.
The word just escaped me. And he wouldn't let me pay for it. He said, oh, no, that's my wedding gift to you.
Oh, that's nice.
And we had the windows down. I remember that. We were just going through London.
See, you guys are so lucky. You don't have to worry about your hair or anything. Just
nope.
Have the windows open, the wind whistling around.
Yeah, it was actually really nice. I don't know, just it seemed like it was, everybody just felt the vibe somehow.
Yeah.
It was a lovely car trip. I remember that. And yeah, then we got into the place and I remember there was a lot of broad stairs in the building. And I know that there were people on the stairs, I think this probably after, not before, taking pictures.
Yes,
they?
So there was a, in the middle, sort of when you come in, you had rooms on the left and rooms on the right. And then a bit further back in the center was a really huge sweeping staircase that rolled around each side. And yeah. That's where we had our wedding photos because there wasn't enough space really. And it was windy outside.
It was windy.
So we had them inside. And yeah, we've got pictures of everybody that yes. was there, which is really cool.
Including my baby sister.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was there.
Well, actually, sisters, baby sisters.
Yeah.
There were two of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, music. So we had a CD of my own music as you walked down the aisle and stuff, and that was nice. Mm-hmm. And I had a specific piece called String Piece. Some of you who know me for years will know this piece, which you walked down the aisle to. Gosh, I haven't thought about that in a long time, that piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I gave the... registrar a CD, specific CD.
Do you remember her name?
Sheena.
That's it. She yeah, was really Sheena. Nice.
She was very nice.
Do you remember when we went to go and see her and sort of book, I guess?
Yeah.
And the marriage license part and all of that.
Yeah, it was just you and me didn't go the tunnel that time.
Yeah, we had to go and meet with her and pay the money and all of that stuff.
Yes. I do actually. I'd forgotten about that, but yeah. It was a cool day. And she was very friendly and open.
Yeah,
and
she was nice.
Yeah. And I think I'd asked about how am I going to hand you the ring without looking like an idiot. It ended up being fine.
It was fine. You just held it out and...
You shoved your finger in it. It worked fine.
How romantic.
Yeah, sure. It was nice though. It was a lovely day.
It was. Although we didn't... I don't really remember seeing much of you. We gone back to the house. I think because at a wedding, you're always kind of milling around, aren't you? Talking to people and yeah, I don't know.
I have a very specific memory of stepping out. I had my hands wrapped around you from behind and we stepped out into the garden and your sister said, you've got your hands on your son's, or I don't know if she knew that at the time, but words to that effect, you've got your hands on your baby's belly there.
Oh, did you?
Because that's when you took me outside to where the live music was.
Oh, okay.
I just remember that part.
I don't remember that.
You came to find me to bring me outside because I was inside talking to Patrick and James and Brandon.
Oh.
And then was sat down. And we had our wedding recorded by Patrick with some mics at the front, so it sounded really good.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is I will... There's a wedding video linked on YouTube somewhere. I'm going to find it. And I'll link to it in the show notes and you can all watch it if you like. It has great audio.
Of course.
And we lined up with the video and it was good times. Good times.
Yeah. No, it was a nice day.
It was
a really nice day.
16 whole years back to April of 2009.
Yeah.
Which I know it's silly to say is a lifetime ago, but
well,
it really was
a lifetime.
I mean, it's, you know, a decade plus is a long time. And I'm pleased that we're at this point and, you know, we'll have double that. Because why not?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you think about how time passes and you think you've been together this long, but remember our measurement is Jake, isn't it? It's what we use as our measurement.
But yeah, how many years? If we ever get confused, we're like, how old is Jake going to be this year? Coming up to it.
Because whatever year he's going to be is how long we've been together.
Yeah. So he'll be 16 in September.
Yeah.
So...
But we have actually been together since 2007, so almost 18 years.
Yeah.
Almost. Which is no short amount of time, really.
No.
It's crazy.
It is not. We're old.
Yeah. But we're going to get old together, which is okay.
Yeah.
And we have so much fun stuff left to do, like La Cruz.
Yeah.
And anything else? Actually, I do have a thought. Mm. The hotel bath, the tap fell out the wall.
Oh my gosh.
We were running a bath in the hotel after the wedding. And it was a bit decrepit.
It was really nice. It was a beautiful hotel room. But when we went to turn the tap, when I went to turn it off, it came out of the wall and there was just water
shooting everywhere.
Shooting across.
It was cold water, by the way.
Yeah, it was insane.
It kind of nailed you in the face, as I remember.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do remember that.
I don't even remember what hotel it was. I just remember that happening.
I don't know. My mum and dad booked it for us as like because we weren't obviously having a honeymoon because of Jake. But yeah, so I don't know. Somewhere in central London, I think it was.
I must actually take you away on our anniversary 1 year to make up for not having a honeymoon. I'm going to do that.
Well, we did the cruise on our 10th.
Yeah, we did.
Anniversary. That's why we did the cruise then.
That is true.
We had that as a honeymoon.
But I just feel like I still should. You know.
It's okay. That was still nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
So earlier I said it was Good Friday, but also Bad Friday. We have had no water since breakfast. And it's just our block of flats, seemingly, anyway. So it's really irritating. At least we think it's just our block of flats. There's a car wash up the road that we thought had no water, but they have water. So trying to eat or drink at the moment is a bit of a chore.
Yeah, it's not ideal when everybody's at home. And
it's hot as well.
Yes. But
so that's the worst part of the day at the moment. And I expect it, you know, that's going to be the worst part of the day. But hopefully it will come back within a reasonable amount of time. We were told 24 hours. I don't want to be waiting 24 hours to be able to drink.
No. Otherwise I'm sending Jake or taking Jake shopping for more water. He's big and strong. He can carry it.
He can.
Yeah.
I mean, he carried a massive computer towel case down the road. He can carry bottles of water.
Definitely.
He'll be all right. If needed, I'll go with him. We'll get double the amount.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Yes.
We'll manage.
All right, then.
All right, you want my story?
Give us strange news.
So this is from March, but it made me smile. So the headline is, 4-year-old boy calls police to report mum for eating his ice cream.
Aw.
Yeah.
That is actually cute. So wrong, cute.
The police officers dropped by to check in and use this as a teaching moment for the boy who used 911 for real emergencies only.
Yes.
This is in Wisconsin. And there's like a little video as well. And it's very cute because I don't think the mum has any idea. And they turn up and he's cross that his mum ate his ice cream. They had to explain.
I'll tell you a story that happened as well. My nan used to be an operator. Now,
wow, that's cool.
A phone operator. I don't remember, and I don't think it was an emergency operator, so not 999.
Mm.
I think it was the 100 operator, which we don't tend to use much these days. But I think she
said... We have 101, don't we now?
101, the police, yeah. She did say...
111, that's the one I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's the, like, not NHS. Yeah, I guess it is NHS, like, you know.
But there is 101 accident. And 111, they're different.
Yeah, I think 111 is what you call if, say, you're sick or something, but it's not like an emergency.
Yeah.
For
and 101 is your local police that isn't 999.
Yes.
At least in the UK. In Europe, they use 112 for emergency services.
It's just a lot of ones.
A lot of ones. We do the same, actually. You can use 112 in the UK as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to your story, sorry.
She was an operator for something, and apparently she got a call, a lady in hysterics one day, calling up to say, there's a mouse in my kitchen pot. And they're like, well, what do you want me to do about it?
Wow.
Yeah. And the lady's like,
but you hear other stories of people all the time calling for really stupid things.
Yes.
Like, you know, I broke my nail or I can't think of examples, but I've heard so many stupid things.
I think we could actually look some up and tell people.
We could do an entire podcast just on stupid things that people have called ambulances for or...
I think that's a fun one.
Or gone to A&E with, you know, paper cuts and...
Paper cuts.
Splinters or whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
People be crazy.
Yes, they do.
Well, I purposefully never say if a podcast is going to be a short one or a long one before we get started, because I always jinx it if I do.
And it's always then long.
But in this instance, we've actually managed to keep it to a reasonable amount of time.
It is a short one. Because
we want to go and eat lunch. And that's why this podcast is coming out a bit later than the usual 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. Because we actually are recording it post that time today. But we wanted to record this one on the day, given what it was, instead of pre-recording it. So we're doing
It's a good job that you've got these amazing mics, because the noises that my stomach is making right now, the grumbling, you'd be able to pick it up if it wasn't for the noise cancelling.
I could parse it, but I won't do that to you. You're all right.
Oh, gosh. It's awful.
It is.
It's definitely lunchtime.
It is. And with that, we shall leave you be. But we'll see you in a week with more stories and more thoughts. And we'd love to hear your wedding stories in the comments, or just happy, you know, partner stories if you want to share any. It's always fun to hear other people's experiences with these kind of things.
Yeah.
There's loads we missed out, because there always is. But we love each other.
We do.
And that's the best thing. Okay. See you soon.
Bye.
You have both made the declarations required by law and have made solemn promises to each other in the presence of your family and friends gathered here this afternoon. Let the world now recognise that you are now husband and wife. May you treasure this trust and responsibility, and may neither failure nor misfortune ever part you, and may you live full and rich lives together. Congratulations, you are now husband and wife. Let me kiss your butt.